Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Angela Antonelli. Angela is the Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And joining us in our conversation is Greg Grieben. Well, Angela, you've talked about this, and so I'm curious. Integrating budget and performance information is very critical. How does HUD approach these challenges?
Budget performance integration, which is another element of the President's management agenda, is extremely important. It's an important direction for us to be moving in because so often budget decisions about the allocation of dollars to programs is too often made in the absence of information. What do we know historically about how programs have worked? Are they working? Are they not working? What do we expect programs to accomplish? I think these are all pretty basic questions, but too often when you look at federal programs, we actually don't know the answer to those basic questions. And that, in a nutshell, is what, when we talk about budget and performance integration, what we're talking about. It's really understanding what we're supposed to be accomplishing with the programs that we fund year after year. So what does that mean in terms of what we're doing now? Well, obviously HUD has had budgets for several years, but now what it means is that we're actually looking at our programs and going through a process, which we've been doing now for several years because the Government Performance and Results Act has been implemented since 1997, which the basic concept behind the Results Act has been this idea of establishing a strategic plan with programmatic goals and objectives, and then you're going to measure your performance in achieving those goals. That concept has been around now for about 5 years, but really to kick it up several notches, this administration, through the President's management agenda, has embraced the concept of the Government Performance and Results Act and taken it to a new level and said, we are going to be quite serious about demanding results. You need to show results in order to be able to, year after year, justify the funding levels for your programs. And in the absence of information, it's hard for you to make that case. And so you are being pushed to collect useful data that will tell you about how your programs are performing. And in order to be able to collect that data, you obviously have to know what you want to collect. So you need to step back and determine what kinds of performance measures, what are the objectives, what are you trying to achieve with the program, why are you doing it, how are you intending to help people through a particular program? So what we've begun to do in this most recent round is, in fact, develop budgets that incorporate performance measures and integrate them in a way that they've never really been integrated before.
How is the quality of the data on performance? I mean, you've given us very detailed descriptions about how financial information is collected, and my sense is that's very rigorous. But performance often involves people and time and things, and I'm just curious how that information is.
It's a challenge. In all honesty, it's a challenge. But it's a challenge that we need to grasp, we need to embrace. As CFO, in terms of my role in each year developing the budget, I have an excellent opportunity to interact with all of the programs throughout the department and to work with the programs to encourage them to establish the performance measures, to think about good outcome-based performance measures. And in doing that, also then deal with the data issues. And I find it all fascinating because it all ties together also when you're looking at again, I mentioned the Working Capital Fund and the funding of information technology investments. So I get to look at it through the budget and look at it from a systematic perspective in terms of what data that we need, and then in turn turn and look at our IT investments and say, are those IT investments going to support those data needs? So I really feel like I have this wonderful overview that allows me to have an opportunity to help facilitate tying all of these pieces together so that we have the performance measures, that we are pushing to get the data that we need, that we have the IT systems to support those data needs. That all being said, we have a lot of work to do, and it's going to take us a while to get there. But again, I think it's important that we continue to press ahead and keep making it a priority, and it is a priority, to move in that direction and to continue to work within HUD with our programs to do that, rather than, I think, historically just sort of throwing up your hands and saying, well, we just don't have the data, so we just don't know, so just keep funding this program.
As a member of the federal CFO Council, can you give us an overview of the work performed by the Council?
The overall CFO Council really addresses many of the different aspects that I've sort of talked about in my role as CFO. For example, there's a human capital committee, which I'm chairing, that ties into the overall council, the acceleration of the financial statements. I think the acceleration of the financial statements and a lot of the audit work has been a particular priority overall for the larger CFO council. But really bringing together all the CFOs, the deputy CFOs, to address issues of concern, for the administration to be able to communicate to the CFOs and deputy CFOs the direction in which we want to move, and make sure that everybody is moving in the same direction and has the same information in order to be able to achieve the financial management goals that have been laid out.
As we understand it, you're the chair of the Human Resources Committee. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, what major issues does the committee plan to address?
Again, I think, you know, earlier I had said people are everything, and I was quite serious about that. So when I was asked if I wanted to play a role in terms of chairing a committee, the Human Capital Committee, to me, was actually extremely important and an extremely valuable committee. Because again, I think from a human capital perspective, there's probably no bigger challenge facing the federal government. There's certainly no bigger challenge that faces the Department of Housing and Urban Development. A large part of our existing staff can retire tomorrow. That's also true of many people that work for me. We need to take steps to help another generation of students think about a career in the federal government. It presents wonderful opportunities to think of a career in financial management and to understand what a great experience that can be. So to create opportunities and incentives at the junior level to attract talented people into the federal government, particularly into the financial management area. But then also, how do we retain? How do we mentor? What kind of incentives do we provide to the staff that we have to continue to have them grow and develop skills? As the CFO and having budgeting and finance within my portfolio, one of the things that I've placed a high priority on is cross-pollination, that my budget people understand what my accounting folks do, that my accounting folks understand what my budgeting folks do, and to take people out of silos so that the future deputy CFO and CFOs will have that broad-based experience. And what kind of training opportunities? We're looking at that within the council. Can we provide to help facilitate that cross-pollination down the road? So there's a lot that we need to do at all levels to attract new people into the federal government, junior people in, attract people and retain people at mid-levels, and then continue to mentor and train people to become our future senior executives. And there are a number of things that we're looking at, the use of internship programs, the existing presidential management intern program that I myself went through is not something that's used to tap people into the financial management area, and also to look at a new financial executive development program, perhaps, that would be a very structured program, again, that would expose an employee to all different aspects of financial management, finance and budgeting, with the hope that this is someone who ultimately, a CFO putting them in this program, sees them as perhaps a future deputy CFO or CFO.
Can you tell us more about the CFO Fellows Program? Who participates in the program and what benefits do they receive from being involved?
When I mentioned the Federal Executive Development Program, that is something that we're working on that I see as taking, to some degree, replacing the CFO Fellows Program. And again, the CFO Fellows Program, when it was established, I think conceptually is an excellent idea. I just think there's some additional work within the Human Capital Committee that we thought would be necessary to continue to improve that program and create institutional incentives that live on their own for people to want to participate and agencies to participate in the program. But the CFO Fellows Program certainly provided opportunities for federal employees in the financial management area to be exposed to different agencies, different ways of operating, sort of on-the-job training in different agencies, and to learn from that. I think one of the unfortunate downsides in just how that program happened to be structured that I think maybe perhaps didn't allow it to rise to its potential is that so many of the people who entered the program left their agencies for so long and often never came back. So we want to structure a program that gives people that kind of exposure, but alleviates the concerns about is this something that I'll spend money on and I'm going to ultimately just lose a staff person.
The CFO Council has been in existence for quite a while, as I understand it. How do you think, or do you think, its role will evolve over the years?
I think many of the the things that it currently does are appropriate in terms of what the mission of the council should be, being a vehicle for bringing together the CFOs and deputy CFOs and addressing administration priorities in the area of financial management and disseminating information to the deputy CFOs and the CFOs. I think over time, it will continue, I think, to evolve, and the various committees that make up the council will be will continue to be integrated into the full committee, I think, in a more effective manner. And I guess part of my hope also is that there are other councils, the CIO Council, the Procurement Council, and other councils, and to really hope that the CFO Council perhaps more periodically interacts closely with those councils at the CFO, deputy CFO level.
Well, that's a good stopping point. Rejoin us as we continue talking about management with Angela Antonelli of HUD. What does the future hold for financial management? We'll ask Angela for her thoughts when the Business of Government Hour continues.